is he just firing it on net?
Most times we tell him just to get it on net. Like, don't aim because, you know, then you're going to miss the net more so than not. You know, and try not to pick a corner. And that's what he did on that, you know, a couple of them there. He missed the net wide. But just get it on the net because with his shot, he's got what I call a heavy shot. So even if the goalie gets a piece of it, it's the shot's so heavy, it's still going to, you know, go through the goalie unless it hits him, you know, real solid. But he's got that heavy shot. So just get it on the net and good things will happen.
All right, 1-1 after the first period, and Michigan Tech 11-6 out shooting Northern. Going into that first intermission, Coach, what were you telling the guys after getting that goal and tying it up 1-1?
Well, you know, there's a couple things we needed to do better, and one of them was our forecheck, you know, to continue to do a better job on our forecheck. Even though we, you know, had 11 shots, I thought we gave them too much time to break the puck out. So we had to shore up there in that area. And then obviously in our zone defensively, we changed a couple things because I thought we were a little soft defensively, gave them too much space and room to do things, especially on their points in our zone. So, and just to have a strong period. You know, we talk about a good start, strong second, and a great finish. And I thought, you know, for the most part, that's how the game played out.
Barrett Kime got the first goal of the second period, his first career goal, a shot from the point that found its way to the back of the net. Ryan Daugherty and Stefan Vigeant get the assist at the 4:19 mark. Did you like that goal as far as being an okay goal to give up, a hard shot from the point like that, Coach? Or did you
I didn't like a lot of things about the goal. You know, we turned the puck over in the neutral zone, number one. They transitioned us to second thing as their forward came into the zone, and instead of going all the way to the net, he sort of pulled up and stopped just as he crossed the blue line, and we had enough guys back. We just did not read coverage very well, and who should have picked who up, and our winger that should have been on Kibe, on the defenseman, on Northern's defenseman, he actually got drawn into the play way too deep, and he couldn't get out to the point to block that shot. So, a lot of things I didn't like about that, but, you know, you're going to make mistakes, and other teams are going to make good plays off of it. We just have to continue to learn from those situations and get better.
Well, the Huskies come back and tie it up, though, at the 4:29 mark. What a great bounce back. And if we've been using that too much, I apologize. But great bounce back after that goal. Reed Sturnos from Blake Pietola. A combination we saw a lot this weekend to tie it up 2-2.
Gas for the Huskies back the other way. Shot score! Sturnos with the goal! What a play by Pietola and the Huskies!
Well, Pietola picked that pass off, intercepted it, came down the left side, looked like he was going to shoot it, and he saw Sturnos late. Gave it over to Sturles, and that was not on his stick long. And now we're still going to have a power play.
We did get a power play after that because there was a delayed penalty, but great feed there from Pietola.
Well, a real heads-up play by Blake, and, you know, he can shoot it as well as anybody, but he can make plays, you know, and since he's been at center, I know we've talked about this a lot, he's done a real good job, and he's made some real good plays, and I think the key to that goal is we had a center drive, which means that our forward, who's ever in the middle of the ice, has to drive between their two defensemen hard, and that sort of backs their defensemen off and opens up that passing lane to the far winger, which was Reed. And like I think it was Brent Peterson on the color there, right, talked about it. It wasn't on a stick long, and that's a key. Sometimes it's not how hard or where you put the puck, but getting it away quick, and Reed did a great job. He got that puck away quick, and big goal to get us right back in the game, obviously. 10 seconds after they scored, you know, which
seconds.
Is huge, and that's what you like. That's what you really like is, you know, you don't give them any time to get the momentum from scoring their goal. Bang, we come out next shift, score, even ball game.
That's why the call was so short. I was still trying to figure out who got the assist on the Northern goal. We come down and just a great play, and Sturos, like you said, capitalizing on that forward going to the net. So that was the first out of four straight goals, and the next one came off of the stick of Sturos. Also for Michigan Tech, and this made it 3-2 for the Huskies.
Play inside of the Wildcat zone. Jones intercepts, shot scores! Intercepted! Down in the corner by Pietola, right to the front for Sturles. He bangs on the one-timer. The Huskies have their first lead of the game, 3-2.
Mitch Jones had a tough weekend for the Northern Michigan Wildcats. He was -3 on Saturday night, and of course he gave up that huge he whiffed on a, looked like a wraparound he was trying to do there.
Yeah, and you know, and I wouldn't say he had a, you know, Well, you can say it. Yeah, I mean, and he's a good hockey player, and he's actually quite an athlete, a great lacrosse player too. But on that one, he was just trying to make a pass D to D, and the pressure of the forecheck, like Blake Pietl is right on top of him, and sometimes you try to rush things and you bobble it and make mistakes. And fortunately for us, you know, there's a mistake made on that play, and Blake made a real good pass to Reed, who you know, again, just got it away quick and made no mistake, and obviously that was a big goal for us, finally to get the lead in the hockey game.
Reed Sturrows gets his fifth of the season and his second of the game. Pietla assisting on that one also. And then the Huskies get another one at the 12:03 mark. This time it is Tanner Carroll putting in the rebound.
Huskies force the turnover. That one, here comes Patan. Down shorthanded. Patan waiting. Now holding on. Sends it back. Hanna walking in. He'll shoot. Save. Rebound is there. Second period.
That play does not happen unless you have somebody like Alex Patan bringing that puck in. Hey?
Well, and he made a real nice play. And again, a lot of key parts to the play. Tanner Carroll drove the net. Alex Patan came in over the blue line and hesitated, slowed it down, waited for everybody to clear. You know, everybody back checks so hard now this in college hockey that everybody sort of goes all the way back to the net, and it leaves a lot of room for the trailer coming into the zone or last man, and that's what happened on that play. There was so much pressure to the net. Alex stopped, and then Shane Hanna came in from behind, and Alex made a great pass to Shane. Shane got a good shot, got it on net, and Tanner made no mistake on the rebound, and that gave us a little bit of breathing room. And from that point on, I think, you know, even when Reed scored that his first goal to make it 2-2, we started, the game changed, the momentum was changing, and obviously that was another big goal and gave us more momentum.
What a second period, though. Even though the shots were relatively even, 13-12, for us to score those big goals like that.
Yeah, and I think when you look at their scoring opportunities, their 12 shots, they're not many what I'd call grade A scoring opportunities. I mean, you know, Phoenix didn't have to be, you know, was not too busy in that period. A couple key saves here and there, but that's what I like about our team. We're starting to finish around the net. You know, we're starting to bury some goals now, and which sort of haunted us the first half. You know, we'd get great opportunities, we couldn't score, but now for whatever reason, you know, we're a little more patient, shooting the puck a little bit quicker, hitting the net, getting guys to drive. And that, picking up rebounds, all the things we need to do to score goals, we're starting to do now, and they're going in. So, which is good to see, and it's good to see different players scoring. Also,
we're up 4-2 going into the third period, and we get a big goal. This was just huge. I thought power play goal, Shane Hanna, his third of the season, and David Johnstone and Reed Sturrows get the assist. This made it 5-2 Michigan Tech.
Wrapped all the way around, and David Johnstone's going to have to try to pick it up. Nicely corrals that puck in some traffic. And now Patan will control. Stick handles up top. Slides it to the left side for Johnstone. Shot, rebound there for Sturrows. Another shot. No, held on to another shot. Score! Shane Hanna with the goal. A power play tally, putting the Huskies up 5-2.
Well, great goal there by Shane Hanna. Hard shot, and I thought Pietola might be taking that shot. He didn't deliver the pass, and it ended up somehow getting, or maybe it was David Johnstone ended up passing the puck.
Yeah, and you know, good heads up play, and as you could see on the goal, I mean, all the bodies, both their team and our team, were sort of shifted to the one side, and Shane Hanna seemed to be the only guy on the opposite side of the ice. And again, as that long pass across, Dahlstrom, because of all the traffic, couldn't quite see the pass that was initially made, and then got over there late, and Shane made no mistake. And Shane Hanna's having an unbelievable year. He leads, I believe this is right, Derek, you can correct me, but I think he leads all freshman scorers in conference play.
Not just defensemen.
Yeah. And I believe he's the highest scoring defenseman, all defensemen in conference play, upperclassmen, whatever. So he's having, he's having one heck of a year offensively. And the thing I like about it is defensively, he's getting better and better and better. So for a freshman, he's not playing like a freshman, and he's really, really come on the second half.
Well, a great goal by Shane Hanna, making it 5-2, and we get that three-goal lead. But the Wildcats come back right after that, actually, at the 14:52 mark. Darren Nowick gets his third of the season. And what did you think about that goal?
I didn't like the goal. I mean, you know, it's for a lot of reasons. Number one, after you score a goal, that's that next shift is important. Whether you've been scored against or you score, we always talk about the importance of that next shift. Those are important situations in games, just like the last minute and the first minute of all periods. So it's a given, but we were just a little loose, a little sloppy in our zone. We had guys in position, you know, one of our forwards was right in front of the net and just